Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, He's always looking for you, but are you looking for Him? He's always around. He always loves you. But what are you looking for? Is it for Him? Or is it of your self-pride and the things you want? And you're not looking at Him and for Him? There'll come a day when you'll be sorry that you wasn't searching for Him. All right. We've been going through Leviticus, getting all of the things about the Mosaic Law. And as God gave it to them. And we find that it was quite extensive. Now, we're just about to finish up with Leviticus. May take us through this morning and also this evening to get through it. But we will get to it today. Now, we're going to be here in chapter 26. And we're going to start off by dealing with adultery. The worshiping of idols and things. And what the Lord God says about that. Now, there's verse 1. He says, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. You know, we have found out in our studies in both the Old, the four Gospels, and the New Testament, God doesn't pull any punches and he doesn't play. He means exactly what he says. Pardon me just a moment. We've had a lot of dank weather around. Kind of got my sinus all messed up. All right. Now here's verse 2. It says, you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. He's letting us know all about him and what he expects you and I to keep. 3, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Then your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you, establish my covenant with you, and you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondsmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright, letting them know what he has done for them, what he will do for them, but also he's letting them know what they are not to do and what will happen if they do it. As I said, he doesn't play. And he's truthful with them. He's telling them exactly. 14. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statute, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you Carol, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. You see, he's letting them know exactly what will take place if they break any of these commandments as a nation. So, if you get back here in that 18, and if you will not yet, for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Once they go through a punishment for breaking the commandments, and if they still will not turn to him, he said he's going to punish them 7 times more for their sins. 19. And I will break the pride of your, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. He's letting them know he's using these words to let them know that it will not do them any good to sow seed or anything else, because he's going to make the land to where it will not grow. And the heaven's not going to give rain. Now, 21. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. According to their sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. But he's being straight with them. He's telling them exactly. And if you shall not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times of your sins. 25. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant, and when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. 26. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. He laid it right out. and you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. In other words, because they ain't going to have nothing else. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcass of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Now, 31. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. 32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Now, we know what has happened among the Jewish people, don't we? We know how they have been scattered and all. They've been scattered throughout the world. They had no land of their own. They lost it until 1948. After World War II, then God gave them back their land, which they have now. But they better hold on to God. Or they will lose their land again. Now, and they were warned about being scattered. 34. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye being in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the land of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursue it. In other words, they're going to live in fear. Now, and they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword, when one pursueth, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespasses which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquities, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquities, because they despised my judgment, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. In other words, because they had turned against him, and they was not keeping his statutes. And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I afford them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord had made between him and the children of Israel, Sinai, by the hand of Moses. He's letting us know. Now, as we are coming down close to the end here of Leviticus, we've been through all of these. We have seen so much that's involved in keeping that. We're going to go into 27. We may get through Leviticus this morning. All right. 27 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by thy estimation, and thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old. Even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekels of the sanctuary. And if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old even unto 20 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old even unto 5 years old, then thy estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver. For the female, thy estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then thy estimation shall be 15 shekels. And for the female, 10 shekels. But if he be poorer than thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability. That thou shall the priest value him. And if it be a beast, whereof men bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man giveth of such unto the Lord shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it. A good or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. And if it be any unclean beast, of which they do not offer a sacrifice unto the Lord, then he shall present the beast before the priest, and the priest shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou value it. Who art the priest, so shall it be. But if it will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto thy estimation. When a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad, as the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be his. And if the man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of the field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctify his seal from the year of Jubilee according to thy estimation, it shall stand. But if he sanctify his seal after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according to the years that remain even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be abated from thy estimation. And if he that sanctifies the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of thy estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. And so if he will not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. You know, there's a lot of things in the law that was complex. And the dedication of land was one of them that was complex. And, you know, they had that year they called Jubilee, which was every 7 years. There's a whole lot that would go on during the year of Jubilee. And there's a lot of things that would take place. Men that were bond were set free. Lands that had been sold could even be redeemed. A lot of things. A lot of them that we really don't understand, because for one, we wasn't there to see exactly how it worked. But we have it recorded here, and we know that there was a lot of things going on. Now here in 21, it says, but the field when it goeth out in the Jubilee shall be holy unto the Lord as a field devoted. Possession thereof shall be the priest. And if a man sanctify unto the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of thy estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee. And he shall give thine estimation in that day as a holy thing unto the Lord. You see, when that priest put an estimation on something, that's what you was expected to give unto the Lord. Now, 24, in the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. 25. And all thy estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20. Gerahs shall be the shekel. Only the firstling of the beast, which should be the Lord's firstling, no man shall sanctify it. Whether it be ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. 27. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thine estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereunto, or if it be not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to thy estimation. 28. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy before the Lord. None devoted, which shall be devoted of men, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereunto the fifth part thereof. 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. You see, even whatever they were tithing, it was to be a tenth of that. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. We've come to the end now of Leviticus, and the end of the giving of the law. And God willing, this evening at 6, we'll be moving in to the book of Numbers. And seeing what the Lord has there for us. I know it's going to start out in chapter 1, actually, of numbering of the men able to go to war. So we're going to find here in the first part of Numbers, things is not going to be so easy there either. But God is always with his people. He tells them straight and under the law, there was a lot of things that could happen. And you and I today have really been blessed that we don't have to live under the law anymore. We live by the Word of God and under the New Testament, covered by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that took our sins, our sicknesses, and diseases to the cross. and died for you and I and was resurrected in 3 days. Walked upon this earth 40 days after being resurrected. Was seen by many. And then he went to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father and send back the Holy Spirit to you and I on the day of Pentecost to give us knowledge, to give us strength, to give us wisdom, and to give us the power of Almighty God so that we could do the work that God wants of us. We're not all called to do the exact same thing, but we are all called to share the gospel with others. Some are called to be pastors, some are called to be apostles, some are called to be prophets, some are called to be teachers. Others are called just to be the children of God and share the word with others that they are in contact with. And we are all to be helpers to those that are in need. And whether that be a spiritual need or a physical need, we are to help in any way that we can. All right. As we close now, let's go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for these days, these times that we can come together to share your word with each other and with others that will listen, Father, and that are seeking for something besides themselves. And a lot don't really even know what. But they know there's something missing in their life. Now help us, Father, to help them and set them on the road to meet the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can repent, put their trust and faith in him, and that they can begin to grow as your children, Father, and make heaven their home for eternity. And Father, we all have family members that are lost, not walking in the light. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work within our families, to work with those that are in need and help to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus so that none be lost and all can make their home. And Father, for those that are walking in sickness and disease, there has been healing power given unto them by the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told by your word that by his stripes we are healed. I pray, Father, for them to lay claim upon that healing power. Stand in faith, believing, and they'll see that healing come about. Now, Father, you know what our need is. We are in need of a place, Father, together to worship. We're in your hands, Father. We know, Father, that you will take care of us, and that you will fulfill our needs. Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this day. Keep each one of us safe. Keep us in health, Father, and bring us back together again this evening, PM Eastern Time. Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.